It's that time on a Tuesday morning where normally Lester, this morning me, next Tuesday Lester, tomorrow Lester doing something else instead of What the Hack. And What the Hack this morning looks at artificial intelligence, machine learning in animal health diagnostics. Whether we like it or not, AI is here to stay and has been, is being, will be implemented in various industries and perhaps in more helpful ways than we realize. I find it fascinating that most of what one reads about AI is either it is the biscuit or it is the poison chalice. You know, there's no, hey, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And if you'd asked me, if you'd given me a list of 10 areas of society and asked me, is AI being widely used in this? And vet clinics were one of those options. I'm not sure I would have chosen that as an option. But apparently, AI is a reasonably significant part of the practice of a vet. We're joined now by Dr. Taryn Dent, Business Unit Lead, Companion Animals at Zoetis South Africa. And good morning to you, Taryn.
Hi. Hi. Lovely to meet you.
I'm wondering... Yeah, well, I'm wondering how I should go put out my
pants. I'm barking.
Or go because you've just stroked me with a lovely compliment. I mean, to what extent is AI being used in your field?
Your introduction was 100% key because I think a lot of people wouldn't think that it gets used or is being used in the animal health industry. And yeah, it definitely has been for numerous years. So I think it's a great topic and a great way to add to just helping animals be fitter and healthier for longer.
In what ways?
So there's various ways that all veterinary practices could be using AI as it is now today. Maybe just to mention a few, like veterinary radiology. So they could be taking x-rays in the veterinary practice and then sending those on for AI scans and interpreting and getting a report from that. Different things like drug discovery, that could also be ways that have been used in animal health. You know, just processing lots of data sets, supporting new drug creations and trials. But maybe on a softer side with customers or pet owners, it can help just with communication tools, possibly appointment reminders, chatbots could be used as well. AI algorithms being used for care recommendation. Marketing and client engagement, you know, can carry on for quite a while, but, you know, there's different ways. And specifically, where we're making a few, a lot of progress is in diagnostics, to help diagnose certain diseases in animals.
I suspect, Taryn, that this has more to do with my ignorance rather than problems with the system, but if I take my beloved cat to a vet and there is a scan, I want a human being to look at that scan, not a computer.
Yeah, and I don't think that's ignorance. I think, that's the great thing about having being able to be on these shows this morning. You know, I think this can add a lot of benefits to a veterinary practice in terms of efficiency, just enhancing patient care, even accuracy because of the way it uses AI, and our machine specifically uses deep learning technology, and that specifically can help just enhance the veterinary practice and lead to better animal care in the end of the day. So it's actually a good thing. Yes, a veterinarian is key and critical in terms of patient care and, decision-making and that type of thing, but the diagnostics can help and enhance a veterinary practice's ability to give you the best care and service to your cat.
So ultimately, once your deep learning machine has had a look at the scan and has come up with a diagnosis, it's then confirmed by a human being, a vet with however many years of practical experience.
Yeah, absolutely. But maybe, just to go a little bit deeper, because that's a great question. So in terms of the deep learning, what it does is specifically with our machine, you put samples in, so either feces or urine, a drop of blood, maybe an ear, a sample from the ear, and then it goes onto a slide, it gets scanned in this amazing compact scanner, and using deep learning systems, so the machine has learned, to identify certain elements at a pixel level beyond what a human can detect, and it recognizes certain features. So it's more from a detection point of view, and then the veterinarian gets a report that they can share with you, and from then they can also make assumptions or diagnostic interpretation of that. So the veterinarian is critical in that. It's usually a slide that they would have to scan on various levels and take a lot of time to do that to get an accurate scan. And they would be using this machine to be able to see that detail, to be able to get a result, and then make a diagnosis. So the machine itself doesn't make a diagnosis, but it analyzes and scans that sample and identifies things in the sample.
And Taryn, does this process add in any way, significantly or insignificantly, to the cost that accrues to me, the animal's owner?
Another excellent question, because, you know, you just don't want to be, you know, putting in these types of technologies that make it unaffordable to just a general pet owner. So that's 100% a great question. But no, so it doesn't, you know, it depends on the costing of the veterinary practice themselves, but, you know, it works into the cost to allow a better diagnosis. So you're getting a better report, a better diagnosis, everything coming from that, but it's not significantly more expensive than what you pay if somebody was interpreting that and taking a lot of time, in actual fact, to interpret that.
I can imagine that vet practices would be very welcoming of the AI aspects that allow them to streamline the administration of their business, their client communication, and that sort of thing. Are they equally accepting of AI deep learning when it comes to diagnosis?
Absolutely. I mean, I think they are always wanting, you know, veterinary practice, well, in general, they're very busy. They don't have a lot of time. They may be dealing with quite serious cases in the back and emergencies. So something that helps them in terms of just streamline and making them more efficient is absolutely welcomed. And a lot of practices are using this device today. So, yeah, absolutely. It's you know, very accepting of AI in the veterinary industry.
Thank you very much to Dr. Taryn Dent, Business Unit Lead, Companion Animals at Zoetis, South Africa. Morning, says Fred, if my company pays for a service, it would be a taxable fringe benefit. So then if protection costs for a single person and expenses should be taxed, so the Johannesburg councillor who gets VIP protection at 54,000 rand a month should pay tax on that 54,000 rand a month. Yeah, maybe in your world, but in the world of the cosseted civil servant, that's not how it is.